The sun is the basis of sun sign astrology. It's the most popular kind of astrology in the world, based on your sun sign. Alan Leo Back thought the sun was the life giver. Margaret Hone, in 1951, said it was the most powerful of all horoscope factors. The real underlying self. Liz Green wrote that the sun embodies the mythic hero striving towards an ultimate reward. What is your heroic quest? That's your sun sign. In 1969, Linda Goodman produced Sun Signs, the first astrology book to make the annual bestseller list. Even skeptics know their sun sign today, thanks partly to her book. Just as an Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, and so on, you shine through that sign. You stand out. You are at your brilliant best through all the things your sun sign stands for. Think about the people you know, and you'll see it's true. You have to work your sun sign. You develop it over a lifetime. Some people get there faster than others. If your family supported you growing up, you will find it easier to shine according to your sun sign. If you didn't, then you have to try harder to be who you are and to become who you could be. With the sun in Aries, that's about being strong, bold, courageous, assertive, not afraid of competition, conflict, or even combat. Front and center and up front, like a ram. In Taurus, that's stubborn, like a bull, about money, possessions, and property. You know what is precious to the point of being priceless, including yourself. In Gemini, that's connected. It may be the phone, the web, or the microphone, sign language, or images. The twins are speaker and listener, reader and writer. In Cancer, that's a strong sense of home. Some crabs live in a shell that they carry on their back. Cancer rules mother, home, and family, hometown and homeland. In Leo, the sun is tied to courtship, the bedroom, children, and young people. This is how you stand out to people. Heirs, spares, and pretenders to your throne. The royal lion. In Virgo, the sign of work and health, the sun finds its way through jobs, volunteering, and study. Through being fit for duty, born to serve. Virgo the maiden was her family's star. In Libra, the sign of the scales, the sun shines through equal partnership. If something is unbalanced or illegal between two sides or two people, scales must be fixed. Scorpio the scorpion is linked to mortgage and marriage, but also family inheritance. It's financial relationship paperwork. Scorpions can sting or eat each other. It's true. Sagittarius, the archer, aims far and wide and gallops over borders. The sun here shines when traveling or just traveling in the mind. Capricorn, the goat, climbs to the top no matter how long it takes. Capricorn shines through social mountaineering, but also great ambition, fulfilled. Aquarius, the water bearer, supplied the Roman baths. This was an actual job. Aquarius shines when giving groups what they want and need, supplying people power. Pisces, the two fish swim in a world of their own. Looking at the sea now, at St. Kilda, you sense of another universe. and that's where Pisces people feel at home. Another reality. Astrology is based on synchronicity. This is amazingly like that. Things are in sync. Incredibly, against the odds, you find connections line up. Your jaw is on the floor. The sun through the signs tells us how you shine, or have to work very hard to do so. The sun itself is a nice example of synchronicity. It's a star. It also shows how you star. It's hot. When you're hot as they say in Hollywood. If you have good transits to your sun, it is the most important source of energy for life. In your astrology chart, it is the most important source of energy for the rest of your horoscope. The sun actually contains neon. Your name in neon lights. The sun is symbolized by a circle with a center dot. In astrology, your sun sign puts you center stage. People circle around you when you shine according to your sun sign. The sun is brighter than 85% of stars in the Milky Way. At school or college, when people said you were bright in a subject or stood out in any way, they may have been talking about your sun sign. Compatibility between your sun sign and other sun signs is heat transfer. Real heat transfer with the real sun is thermal. In astrology, we talk about Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius transferring energy. Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn as a group. Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Finally, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. The sun has a magnetic field. There is magnetic attraction between the signs in these groups. Fire. Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. Earth. Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. Air. Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. Water. Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. The sun comes with a stellar nursery. Young children tend to shine quite naturally through their signs until they are told not to. The sun passes through the 12 zodiac signs every year, going into a new sign in the final week of every month. The spotlight turns on events, people, places, and news related to the sign that the sun is in. In fact, you can read it on the front page of the sun. The sun is the father, and the moon is the mother. In your chart, your sun by sign, house and aspect shows how you take after your dad. The parts of his personality that are on show in yours come from your sun. As the sun is the light that shines, your sun in your horoscope shows where you take the spotlight or stand in the footlights. We talk about seeing you in a favorable or unfavorable light. That's your sun sign, house, and aspects. The house is the life area or horoscope zone where the sun was at your birth. It's where people look to find you right at home. The sun in Taurus is at home in the second house. This is where you find the valuables, the tax return, the receipts, the financial paperwork. Our late queen was a sun Taurus. Her head was on the currency. Whenever the sun is actually passing through Taurus, we find newspaper headlines and the camera spotlight on Taurus, the bull, and all it stands for. Bull markets. Gold bullion. The sun is in Taurus every May. In May 2024, gold reached an all-time high. What else can the sun in astrology tell you? First of all, if you were born on the cusp of a zodiac sign, the first or last day of a date bracket, You need to find out if you are an Aries or Taurus, or a Taurus or Gemini, by using your time of birth and your place of birth. That's the only way to know for sure. You're not a bit of one sign and a bit of another. The sun making a lot of great patterns or aspects in a chart does indicate fame. You'll always have the spotlight. You'll be at the center. You go widescreen with your sun. You're on the big screen. The sun is 100 times wider than the earth. In Latin, the sun is sol, from which we get the word solstice. So around June 20th to 22nd and December 20th to 22nd, you will experience the solstice. In Australia, the winter solstice is June and summer solstice is December. It's the other way around at Stonehenge. The sun seems to stand still at each solstice. This comes from the Latin sol and sestia, to stand still. Every one of the 12 zodiac signs is ruled by the sun, moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, and so on. The sun rules Leo. Leo is the sign of royalty. The lion is the king of the jungle. And of course, kings wear crowns. The sun actually wears a white crown, a corona, which means crown in Latin. We talk about crowning glory. This is what is possible if you work hard on the qualities of your sun sign. You lead there. You rule there. You'll have ups and downs though, highs and lows. You can't be on all the time. As NASA says, the sun doesn't behave the same way all the time. It goes through phases of high and low activity. The sun's corona goes from quiet and calm to active. Rather like you. Solar activity releases a lot of energy, and so can you. Especially on your birthday, by the way. That is your solar return. The transiting or traveling sun goes back to the same zodiac sign at exactly the same place it occupied when you were born. That's why we say many happy returns on your birthday. It's many happy solar returns. Thank you for listening. So, that's the sun.